Chuck Norris eats rocks and shits lightning bolts. One time when Chuck Norris was walking through the forest, looking for hippies to use as firewood, a wild boar suddenly crossed his path. Big mistake. Chuck lifted the boar into the air with his mind, spun him around and digested him telekinetically, and Chuck was not even hungry.
If you don't know who Chuck Norris is, he's the champion in Taekwondo, Jiu-Jitsu, kickboxing, karate, sumo wrestling, Taibo, Pad Thai, Street Fighter 2,
and he holds a certificate of participation in the National Spelling Bee.
Chuck Norris has no weakness. He is the ultimate fighting machine. One time, a big-shot movie producer approached Chuck Norris about a screenplay starring him versus King Kong, Dracula, Satan, Charles Bronson, and that Russian boxer from Rocky IV.
The movie was never made, though, because studios felt it was too far-fetched, since nobody, but nobody, stands a chance against Chuck Norris. When Chuck found out, he was so furious that the producer had to offer his daughter's virginity to appease him. Chuck accepted the offer, and then torched the producer's family in their sleep. The producer wrote Chuck a thank you letter for sparing his life, which Chuck promptly crumpled up and urinated on. Speaking of the film, here's a transcript of the conversation the producer had with Chuck regarding his asking cost for the film.
$100 billion.
How about $20 million? And then he put his thumbs through the producer's eyes.
Not much is known about Chuck Norris's childhood. Chuck has no mother, as crawling out of a vagina is unbecoming of a man of his stature. Chuck spontaneously came into existence on Karl Marx's birthday. This was no coincidence, since Chuck Norris is the polar opposite of communism. He is the yang to communism's yin. The very thought of a political theory that suggests that people should have their own means of production in a classless society makes Chuck Norris want to puke. Chuck Norris has fought in almost every major war, including the Korean War, World War I, the American Civil War, the Peloponnesian War, the Iran-Iraq War, on both sides simultaneously, the War of the Worlds, and the War on Drugs. The only war Chuck hasn't fought in is the Macedonian War, because Chuck Norris doesn't give a shit about Macedonia. Chuck Norris wins wars by attrition. Here is a list of Chuck Norris's favorite foods. Whiskey. Sometimes when Chuck gets tired of whiskey, he'll eat bread, cheese, some tomato paste, and a handful of basil, which sounds like a pizza, but it's not, because Chuck Norris does not want to give the Italians the credit. Every now and then, Chuck Norris will sit down and eat an entire plate of sausage and onions, for no reason. One time I went to Chuck Norris's house on Halloween, and I dressed up like a pussy, because you're supposed to dress like something you're not. And I figured that Chuck Norris would appreciate ironic humor. I walked up a windy pathway to his house, which was a giant floating volcano, with American bald eagles flying around it, and with a long staircase leading to the top. I walked up the staircase for what seemed like days, and when I finally reached the top, I saw Chuck Norris sitting on his throne. I dared not look him in the eyes, because one time, this guy looked him in the eyes, and Chuck Norris spontaneously combusted him. No one is allowed to speak with Chuck. The only thing you are allowed to do in his presence is bow, kiss his ring, bow again, and leave. So I walked up to his throne, and saw that he was wearing a ring made out of solid diamonds, and a unicorn on it that had an erection. And then I wanted to thank him, so I said, "Sir, permission to thank you for the privilege of allowing me to kiss your ring. If Chuck Norris doesn't immediately kill you, that means he has granted you permission." I thanked him, bowed, and left. It was the happiest day of my life. I once had a friend who claimed that he went over to Chuck Norris's house and hung out with him. I didn't believe him, so I asked him for proof, and he told me that Chuck Norris owns the complete Back to the Future trilogy on Laserdisc. I was so jealous that I called him a liar, but deep inside I knew he was telling the truth. A day in the life of Chuck Norris. The word day is a bit misleading when talking about Chuck Norris, because a day in his life is less like the 24-hour day most people associate with the word, and more like an eon God describes as a day during creation of the universe. Chuck Norris starts his day like every red-blooded man, with a giant boner. After rubbing one out, Chuck flosses his teeth with steel wool. Then he eats a bowl of dynamite, takes a massive two-flush mega shit, and wipes his ass with intercepted letters to Santa Claus. After breakfast, Chuck brings in his mail and uses the Spear of Destiny as an envelope opener. Chuck Norris not only stays up to date with current events, but future ones as well, so that he can ruin the ending of the new Harry Potter books before they are even written. One time, Chuck Norris read a news piece about some guy who was given the death penalty for treason. Treason is especially offensive to Chuck, because he embodies everything that is, was, or ever will be America. Chuck loves America so much that when he gets interrupted during sex, he gets red, white, and blue balls. So when Chuck read about this traitor, he killed himself, went to hell, and ripped the guy's face off, and he uses it as a loincloth. To this day, Chuck then resorts resurrects himself, went to lunch, and paid for his food using exact change. In the evening, Chuck Norris likes to sit in the dark and silently pray that his enemies get cancer. Thus concludes a day in the life of the greatest American ever to live.
That was a reading by Angry Kirby of angrykirby.com. Fuck you, mother.